So this is Humberto Carrasco speaking. I would like to welcome all the participants in this call and thank Juan Manuel for apologizing. He will not be able to participate. So I would like to welcome you all and the staff members, Gisela as well. We have published a new report, a new draft, dated December. Gisela, this is Veronica, the interpreter. Is there anything that you would like to say?
No, this is Gisela. Just to say, if we are doing the roll call, if Humberto is ready to start. Sorry.
Okay, I will ask him that. Gisela, could you kindly proceed with the roll call?
Yes, thank you. This is Gisela for the transcript. On today's La Carallo Translation Workgroup on Thursday, the 10th of January at 2000 UTC, we have Humberto Carrasco and José Arce on the Spanish channel. And on the English channel, we have Dev Anantilukring. Apologies noted from Juan Manuel Rojas. And from staff today, we have Silvia Vivanco on the Spanish channel and Isla Gruber on the English channel. And our interpreters today are Veronica and Sabrina. If I could also just please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes, and also to allow the interpreters to identify the speaker on the other language channel. Thank you, and over to you, Humberto, and also a very happy new year to everyone. Thank you.
This is Humberto speaking. Thank you very much, Gisela, for your words. And I wish you all a happy new year as well. So, as I was saying before, this week it was published a complete report or of about what we have been doing in this translation work, in this La Carallo translation working group. We have some comments regarding this issue, and I try to incorporate all the comments. Of course, the idea is to work with these comments until Monday. And I would like to say that Dev withdrew the motions about the of the General Assembly in Costa Rica. And within the report, the motions that are published are the ones related to the rules of procedure in English and Spanish. We also took into account some other comments. We have completed the alternatives to solve some of the problems.
Right.
So I would like to know if the staff has any answer, and I think that Dev is on the call, so I would like to ask Dev if he had had the possibility of meeting with the staff, with the IT staff, information technology staff, in order to know or to have more details about the issues.
Thank you,
being dealt. and
okay.
if he would like to share that with us. And
okay,
I
this
think
is
there is a comment. Oh, the comment about the my report. So I would like to discuss that. So Deb, you have the floor for you to share with us your views. On my part, I have no other comments. And before proceeding with questions, in case there are questions, I would like Dev, if you could provide information about this issue. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Humberto. This is David Ann speaking. Sorry for my apologies for being late. I was on another conference call that was in fact still going on, and I just left that one. I just caught the last 30 seconds of what you were saying. With regards to the whether IT staff has been contacted. I have not directly contacted them as yet. I do have a draft message, and I guess I could share the draft with you, with all of you. I'll paste the link in the it was a very short message, but let me post the link, my draft text for this. Just saying that we have completed the stuff that the Lakwala translation working group was working on, namely the proposed text when a message was not translated, and I was just simply going to ask for an update on the IT staff side of things to be done, which was to stop translating the subject line, put in now the steps to reject an email for translation if it does not meet the format, and with the auto response to the link to the guidelines that we have now, a draft of it at least has now been put up, correcting the problem of the source of the English to Spanish emails in the subject line. When an email is sent from English to Spanish, the Spanish, you don't see the origin of the email. So that helps, that's the problem with trying to search and find and filter. And regards also to the fourth problem, which was they translated the emails with the attachments not being carried over to translated emails. So it was a very short email. I haven't really sent it out yet. And, of course, if anybody has any comments I should add to this, of course, we can hear it now. I do have some comments about the report, but I guess I think for Humberto, you're probably going to be going through the report at this point. So I'll stop for now. That's it.
This is Humberto speaking. Deb, thank you very much for your summary. And following the agenda, now we have the comments about the report. So if there are any comments, or Deb, if you have any comment, you have the floor for you to make the comments that you need.
Okay. Thank you. This is David Ann speaking. Thanks, Humberto, for putting together the reports, which you posted to the list earlier this week. I do have two comments. Regarding point three, which was dealt with the we discussed in previous translation working group calls that in the absence of a formal translated document, point three is related to, is the subject line of point three is delay in the translation of documents. Okay? And my comment was that, we had discussed in previous calls that in the absence of a formal translated document of a policy out for comment, the Lakwala Secretariat can create a wiki page and put the text of the policy out for comment in that wiki page. And then readers can then use the built-in translation tool of the wiki to then translate the document. I posted the links to them, two links last time, and I think the consensus was that, you know, it was good enough to actually that. So perhaps this is, could be included in the report as such. So that's my first comment. Second comment, this is regarding the point B, the different alternatives to solve the issue of attachments. Again, my comment is really, well, this issue is and this problem and the proposed solution is a technology issue. It's not really a translation issue as such. So the ICANN staff is aware of the issue, and hopefully they would be able to really develop that solution that could be implemented by them. And I think that's the way to go. And also, I've said before, the idea of relying on cloud services and not having attachments is dangerous for historical purposes. A link to an attachment to a cloud service, be it Ubuntu or Dropbox or whatever, can disappear in the future, you know, because the user may have left Lacrallo, the cloud service may have gone out of business or whatever. Whereas attachments are preserved, and in fact they are preserved when they are posted to the original list, and they can be found in the mailing list archives. So that's my comment on those two issues. I'll stop here for if anybody has anything to say about that. That's it.
Thank you very much, Deb. This is Umberto speaking. Jose, have you got any comment about the report? If it is that you were able to read it. This is Jose speaking. Yes, Umberto. May I speak? I have a comment. This is Jose Arce speaking. I have a comment, Umberto. Umberto speaking. Okay, Jose, you have the floor. This is Jose Arce speaking. I would like to add something to point three regarding translation. There was a comment on the wiki related to the solution of translation problems, but apart from that, I would like to say that there are certain documents that need to be translated because they're going to be published for public comments. So in that case, we might need official translation because they're urgent documents. And we need to make a difference between those documents which are informative documents or documents just for information. If we can make this difference, well, we know that ICANN is implementing translation or language services, but the language department cannot officially translate every single document that appears. So I suggest that when we need an official document and, they are urgent documents and they should have a priority. And when we are discussing just internal documents, well, we might use the tools that we have on the wiki. And in terms of the attachments, well, there is a tool that we might use to upload these documents to the cloud. So it's just a matter of coming to an agreement and to inform the community which tool we are going to use. These are my comments. That's all. Thank you very much. This is Umberto speaking. Thank you, Jose, for your comments. Sylvia Helen Leite. I don't know if you were able to listen to all the comments and if you were able to read the report. We had some comments by Dev and Jose. So were you able to read them? If it is not the case that if you are not able to read them or to read the comments, don't worry, because I'm going to draft the final report and I'm going to send it to you for you to provide your comments. This is Silvia Helen Leighton speaking. Can you hear me? This is Umberto speaking. Silvia, you have the floor, and then after you, Deb will have the floor. This is Silvia Helen Leighton. Thank you very much, Umberto. Sorry for being late. I have read the report. It is a very good report, and according to the comments that were mentioned before, I think they were well incorporated. I was able only to listen the last part of Deb's comments, and of course, I do agree with him, and I also agree with Jose's comment regarding the priority of choosing or classifying documents which are a priority for us that might need official translation. So that these are all my comments, and I do agree with what you said before. I think that the activity and the result of this working group are very important, so I would like to congratulate you on that. Thank you. This is Umberto speaking. Thank you, Silvia, for your comments. Now I'm going to give the floor to Dev. Dev, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. This is Devan Antilaksing speaking. Just to respond to Jose, with regards to having, I guess, formal documents that are translated at the beginning of the public comment process, I believe ICANN is trying to work towards that ideal. You're already seeing that for example, at ICANN meetings, for example, having all six UN languages supported with interpreters and so forth. With regards to policies offer public comment, admittedly not 100% of the documents are translated at the beginning, but there has been improvements over the years, I think. We're seeing more and more documents, more critical documents are being have translated versions. I posted a link in the chat, which is the upcoming public comments. And I think what needs to happen is both the chair and the secretariat need to be monitoring this list, and so be ready to, if there's a policy out for comment that's going to be published soon, to make a formal request for that policy to be translated, or ensure that that policy is translated so that it can be done. Because, well, yes, we can request a document to be translated, but it then becomes difficult with the public comment period being roughly 30 days, you know, to request a document to be translated, you know, and it takes about a week, roughly, depending on the policy statement. For the language services to translate the documents. So that then leaves not much time to actually respond to the public comment. So that's my first thought. I wasn't too sure what Jose was saying regarding the use of the cloud services again. It's not just a question, but my important point is that even if Lacroix were to agree to decide to use, I don't know if he's referring to the attachments issue or to policies or for public comment. If it's going back to the attachments on the mailing list, I would disagree. And the reason why I disagree with it is because as someone who has to go back into the archives, having everything in the archives in one location and is critical. Otherwise, we will never know if somebody gave an opinion of a report of an election summary or anything like that. These very critical documents that are important for Lakualo, the history of Lakualo in terms of what it was thinking or its, or the actual outcomes or something like that, it needs to be in the archive that can be backed up by the ICANN IT staff and so forth. Putting it by a Lakualo chair or secretariat now, and then five years later down the line, any future chair or secretariat not being able to have access to those that information would be, well, it would not be very good. And so that's my comment on that. That's it. I want to hear if Jose understands what I'm saying.
This is Umberto speaking. Thank you very much, Dev, for your comment. I would like to give the floor now to Jose Arce so that he can answer to your question. Jose, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Jose Arce speaking. Thank you very much, Umberto. Two things I would like to comment. Dev, I was able to listen half of your comment. Because I was late. And I was not able to hear because my audio is not good. So I think you mentioned something about the secretariat and the chair. The other comment I would like to make is about the differences existing between English, between Spanish, sorry, in item 2. I don't have my PC in front of me. In terms of a final document, once this has to do with the GA, as you all know, the final result of that GA was a withdrawal of motions, and this is a pending issue for the working group. So we need to solve this so as to being able to move forward into it in two languages. So I would like to see the results of this working group in that respect. And I would like to say today this. That's all, Umberto. Thank you. This is Umberto speaking. I am reading Deb's comments on the AC room. I see he is explaining his points. I don't know if there is any doubt. But as I said before, I'm going to draft a final report. I was sent an email with details. So I would like to know if there are any other comments. I would like to know if you agree with this, with the fact of sending the final draft by email. I see Dev is still typing.
Okay. Well, I can follow. Thank you.
Hi, this is Dave. I could just clarify what I've been seeing. Hello?
Okay. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Okay, what... what Dev is saying is that he would rather have documents, or original documents, archived or preserved within the email exchange list. The objective of this is the following. Traditionally, when you resort to cloud services, different type of cloud services, Humberto Carrasco speaking, and Gisela is indicating on the chat that my telephone line is bad. She's asking me about any other alternative number where I can be reached, if that is possible. So Humberto Carrasco speaking again. Dev was saying that in his opinion it is convenient to have these documents archived on the list and not using alternative cloud services, basically because you cannot guarantee that in the future these documents will be accessible or reachable. They may disappear. And Humberto Carrasco speaking again. I'm sure the issues with audio are related to my line. I will try to speak as slowly as possible so that you can understand and hear me. Dev was saying, as I repeat, that he would like an ICANN list as the storage site instead of using external systems such as Gmail, for instance. Because that does not guarantee or give you the certainty that in the future these files will be available. In this way, we can see that this is a technology issue and not a translation issue, and he is right. Because, as a matter of fact, this has to do with attachments in the different email exchange lists. I don't know, Jose, if this addresses your comments and questions, if what I have said addresses your concerns. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Apparently, I am no longer in the AC room. I am connecting again. Hello, Humberto speaking. Yes, Humberto, we can hear you. Humberto speaking. Okay, good. So I am re-entering the AC room in order to check whether Jose has understood my explanation and in order to check whether that was what Dev was trying to explain to Jose. Umberto Carrasco still speaking?
Hello, Umberto.
I apologize. I have issues with my Adobe connection. Umberto Carrasco speaking. So I will connect once again. So
okay.
Please bear with me while I do that.
No.
Umberto, this is Silvia Herlane speaking. Actually, Jose has not written any comment on the chat. Umberto Carrasco speaking. Okay.
This is Dave.
In any event,
I
wanted
to
check
something.
Whether my comment was understood. Silvia Herlane, yes, I think it was understood. I don't know if Jose is still on the line. I don't know if he has understood that. Okay, Silvia Herlane confirming that Jose has understood that. Dev, I don't
okay.
know if you have any other comment in relation to this point.
Okay, thank you, Humberto. This is Dave. I guess that you've summarized what I've put in the chat there. So, yes, this is more of a technology. This issue of attachments is more of a technology issue. It's not really nothing to do with translation of documents as such. So, in a sense, this aspect could be taken out of the report. I mean, ICANN IT staff is aware of the issue, and hopefully they'll develop a solution to it. And as you said, and like I said, it's very critical because the attachments are preserved in the archives. Years later, we can go back to the history, and if for future LACRALO members can look back on what LACRALO did, or reports of what happened, or something like that, and understand what happened at that point. You know, so that's why, you know, this issue of using cloud services is, in my mind, is not a. It should not be in this report at all. It's a technology issue, and in either case, we should use the mailing list as is, and hopefully the ICANN IT staff will solve the problem of the attachments on translated emails. That's all.
Umberto speaking. Thank you, Deb, for your comment. Jose Arce speaking now. Jose Arce is taking the floor. Jose, would you like to take the floor? I have no access to the AC room. Okay, Jose Arce speaking. Yes, this is Jose Arce. My hand is up, Umberto. Umberto speaking. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Jose, please. Jose Arce speaking. Yes, Umberto, I wanted to take the floor, but I can hardly hear you, so may I go ahead? Umberto speaking. Yes, of course, go ahead, please. Jose Arce speaking. I just wanted to make a comment on what Dev said regarding the cloud services and regarding the list. I just wanted to say the following. When he says that he wouldn't include this issue in the report, well, I believe that if an idea cropped up, it should be included in the report and it should be subject to the community's comment. And I think that nothing at all should be discarded, no matter how impossible or harmful it may seem. I think nothing should be disregarded because the community needs to provide ideas and input, and that has enabled us to move forward and to improve. Even if we share this document with the community on the whole, well, ideas may come up. And if there are negative aspects, then these negative aspects will not be reiterated, and then better or worse ideas may crop up. But we should not move back in time along these lines. This is just my comment. So I wouldn't like to see this point taken away from the report. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you, Jose. If there is somebody putting their hand up, would you kindly let me know? Because I have no access to the AC room now.
This is Dave. I have my hand up.
Humberto Carrasco speaking. Dave, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Thank you, Humberto. This is Dave. Just to respond to Jose, the thing is, I'm not saying to this, you know, this to not talk to have the issue resolved. What I'm saying is that the IT staff, it has not been discarded. It has not been disregarded or anything like that. IT staff, we have already identified the problem. It's a technical, it's a technology problem, not really a something related to the translation as such. So, my comment is simply that, you know, we cannot make recommendations to change our workflow or to change this aspect from a translation standpoint. It's nothing to do with translation. That's my key comment here. IT staff has been informed. They are aware of the issue. And it's something they are looking at to try to solve. Now, whether the IT staff would have come up with to use the cloud services that is somehow controlled by ICANN, and by controlled by ICANN, meaning that ICANN can then back up the documents so that a complete archive can still be maintained, then that's okay. But having, you know, us independently trying to do cloud services on our own, I think would be a huge, that would be a big problem. Because 5 years down, 5-10 years later, how should I put it, none of us may be in Lakralo anymore. We may have moved on, you know. And the future persons in Lakralo would find it difficult to try to piece together what we did or what we are doing. So that's really what my comment is. It is not being discarded. It is not being disregarded as such. I hope I'm making my point clear. That's it. Thank you.
Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much, Dev. I would like to note that I understand what Dev says and what Jose says. Jose Arce speaking. Humberto, I do have a comment. Humberto speaking. Jose, would you like to take the floor? Jose speaking. Yes, of course. Humberto speaking. Go ahead, Jose. Jose Arce speaking. Sorry for this interruption, Humberto. I understood perfectly well what Deb said, in that the issues were of a different nature. I do not mean to say that this is a translation problem, because it is not. However, this problem, that is not a translation problem, is related to email translations, because when the email is translated, the attachment does not go through. So I think that this problem is related to translation. So how come a working group is not able to provide a recommendation on this point? Dev, I do understand what you say. I do understand this is not a translation issue, but this is an issue that has to do with an attachment to a document that is translated. This is my personal view, Dev. I think that the working group is able to state a recommendation on an issue that is very close to us, because it has to do with translation. That's it. Thank you. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you, Jose. Can you please let me know if somebody, Sylvia Herlane, can you please let me know if somebody is asking for the floor on the AC room? Sylvia Vivanco speaking. No, nobody else is asking for the floor. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you. I understand Dev's proposal. I understand Jose's proposal. I would rather have the report as it is and state that we have nothing to recommend because ICANN IT is already working on solving this problem. Therefore, we cannot recommend anything, but for the purposes of the report and for the purposes of the record of our discussion, we could write this. Not because this is a translation issue, because it is not, but it does have an impact on translation issues. It has an indirect impact. From that standpoint, I would agree to or on incorporating this and mentioning that this is already being considered. This would be my proposal.
I agree. This is David Antalaksing. I agree with Humberto's recommendation.
Humberto speaking. Thank you, Dev. I don't know if Jose agrees with this. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Jose Arce, were you able to listen to my recommendation?
This is Dave.
This is Jose Arce speaking. I'm sorry, my line was muted. I was able to hear perfectly well.
Okay.
And I agree. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Okay, good. Is there any other comment? If not, I would bring this call to a close. If there are any further comments,
well, this is Dave. I do have one further comment on another matter entirely in the report. This is Dave. Oh, can I go? All right. This is Dave speaking. One further final thing in the report. Regarding the differences between the Spanish and English versions of our Lacroix rules of procedure, so would the recommendation be that the motions that were previously introduced in the General Assembly that from Costa Rica that was finished last year. Is it the recommendation of this working group that those motions be put to the Assembly and ensure that everybody agrees to it so that it would not be any, there should not be any contentious issues as such? Am I understanding this? Is this what the report says? That's all.
Jose Arce speaking. This is Jose Arce. Silvia Vivanco. Jose, I think you can take the floor. Go ahead, please. This is the interpreter speaking. Jose disconnected and Humberto disconnected as well.
Oh, dear.
And Silvia Vivanco from staff is asking whether there is somebody on the Spanish channel. Sylvia
okay.
Herlane is still on the Spanish channel. So Humberto and Jose have been disconnected. Humberto is back on the call. We have to wait for Jose, who had been given the floor. So we will wait for Jose. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Is my audio better now? Sylvia speaking. Yes, much better now. Before it was choppy. Sylvia Herlane speaking. Jose said that he agreed with Dev's comment. I imagine it has to do with the idea of it has to do with the comment regarding the amendments or modifications presented in the General Assembly in Costa Rica. But just to make sure, we will wait for Jose.
Okay.
Humberto speaking. Okay, we will wait for Jose to connect to the call again. Sylvia Vivanco for the records. While we wait for Jose, I wanted to focus on the following action items so that we know exactly what the next steps are moving forward. Since we have a report, well, I think that maybe we have reached the point in which we can share this report with Lacralo, and then we can focus on specific actions so as to start taking steps. That's it. Humberto speaking. Sylvia, yes, indeed, we have been socializing or sharing this report because it has been posted on the wiki, and the wiki is a free access space. And this is what we have been doing, and we are focusing on the action items. Jose Arce speaking again. Humberto speaking. Go ahead, please, Jose. Jose Arce speaking. Well, this proposal may be as valid or as any other, or maybe I am wrong, but Lacralo omitted some rules of procedures, perhaps, and it worked on the basis of consensus. And we thought that that was okay because things were working out well. So I thought the following. If that was the case back then why shouldn't it be the case right now? And instead of having an assembly, etc., why not coming up with a serious strategy so as to reconcile or conciliate the Spanish and English documents? And why don't we leave this behind and say, okay, well, this is the Spanish document, this is the English document, and we all agree on their content, regardless of what the rule says. Let us skip something that will be very time-consuming if the region can reach consensus on the following. We can take the GA's proposal and we can have these documents as the definite documents. We can leave the rule aside, do away with these formal procedures and move forward, or else we can stick to pure formality and go back to the past. So this could be a proposal. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Okay, Jose, yes, I take your proposal. I understand that if this is based on consensus, then rather than consensus, then this has to be unanimous agreement. And if there is consensus, then it has to be respected by everybody. And it is my understanding that according to law, then if there is consensus, then no vote is required. Nevertheless, there are other people that stick to formality. But I think that there is a higher principle by which if we have consensus and we have unanimous agreement, then that would override everything else, and this consensus would not be invalid. So I think that your proposal, Jose, may even have legal grounds because it is not infringing the rules.
Well, this is Dave. I want to say something.
Yes, Dave, go ahead, please. You have the floor.
Thank you, Jose, Humberto. I've listened to Jose's suggestion. My concern is that where there's been misunderstandings in the past regarding these language differences. So my concern is that, well, I would say yes, it would be good to say, well, okay, well, look, we all agree to it. The problem in my mind is that, well, to me, it's an inconsistency that can be solved. I mean, if there is no disagreement with anyone, then having the vote formally to change it, and all we're doing is updating the language, is harmonizing the language versions here, you know, so we're making things more clear for everybody. The vote should be a straightforward formality, you know, and there should not be any issues or anything like that. That's my opinion on it. And I think it then goes back into, and this is one of those longer problems, is that how do we define consensus? How do we demonstrate that, okay, there was no disagreement, you know, or agreement with this idea? You know, and you know, it brings up the issue of when the issue was discussed, was it a core group that discussed it and so forth? And then it goes into these kind of, well, long arguments about these things, these formalities. So my suggestion is that, you know, if there's no disagreement with these proposals, and this is a recommendation coming from the working group, that everybody from the working group agrees that these are necessary and needed, then it can be put to everyone in Lakralo. And once everyone in Lakralo understands, then you take the vote so that it can be recorded that everyone agreed to this, everyone read this, everyone understood and approved the change. And I think that's a good way to go forward. I don't think a formal vote is anything to worry about. Once we've clearly discussed it, shown what the motion is, ensure that it was properly translated, everybody has time to study it, nobody has any issues to object to, and so forth. So if nobody is voting or anything like that, then I guess that's a bigger issue that the Lakralo Strategic Working Group has to really focus on. But we're not there yet. That's it.
Humberto Carrasco speaking. Jose, you have the floor. Jose Arce, please go ahead. And then Sylvia Herlane was also asking for the floor. Sylvia Herling speaking. Can you hear me? Humberto speaking. Okay, Sylvia, you go ahead. You have the floor. Sylvia Herling speaking. Thank you. I don't know if I understood correctly what Dev understood. It is my understanding that Jose was proposing working on the basis of consensus. And when Humberto mentioned the legal aspect of a unanimous decision, well, I think that Jose proposed the following. Why don't we propose these changes to the list? And if nobody disagrees, we take this as approved instead of proceeding to a vote. The idea is not to proceed to a vote. Leave the formality aside and proceed on the basis of consensus. Thank you. Umberto Carrasco,
okay,
for the
record.
This is what I understood. And
yeah,
I also understand that Dev was proposing something different. That is, we can, as a group, agree on this document unanimously and then put this to the list. This is different to what Sylvia Herlin was saying and to what Dev Anand was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Sylvia explained this very well. These are the, between inverted commas, the two positions, if you will. I think
Jose is
typing something on the AC room. Okay, he says he's not on the call.
No.
Okay. Sylvia Hearn, okay, Umberto Carrasco speaking. Okay, we will need to continue debating this issue. As I said, I will, as from Monday, I will work on the final report. I will be sending that report by email, and maybe, if necessary, we may hold a conference call to see how to present this report to the rest of the LACRALO members. So, if there are no further comments, then we will keep in touch and discussing this issue. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much. This call's transcript will be available in 48 hours in case you want to review it. Umberto Carrasco speaking. Well, thank you very much. It is now Sylvia Herlin saying we are 7 minutes past the hour. Umberto Carrasco speaking. Okay, we are 8 minutes past the hour. I adjourn this meeting. I want to thank participants, staff, and interpreters. Have a good evening. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, everyone, and thank you to the interpreters. You managed to. I know this is sometimes very hard for you all to hear, especially dealing with bad communication lines.